latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are the day's headlines for Newcastle, and goalkeeper Rob Elliott has pulled out of the Republic of Ireland squad. The Newcastle keeper has been forced to withdraw due to a family bereavement. Friday saw the Republic earn a very decent goalless draw in Copenhagen against Denmark. Elliott was on the bench, but Kieran Clarke was the captain of the team. That was the first leg of the two-game World Cup playoff tie to decide who goes to Russia next summer. The two teams will meet again in Dublin on Tuesday night. Moving on, and Galatasaray beat Newcastle to Badu and Dai in the summer, but the Premier League giants aren't willing to accept defeat just yet. With the January transfer window just a month and a half away, Newcastle fans will be desperate for the club to have new owners in place by the time the gongs ring out on New Year's Day. After all, it appears that Rafa Benitez's side have drawn up some expensive January plans, ones that current owner Mike Ashley simply does not appear able or willing to finance. Newcastle will have to pay big to land prolific Turkish striker Cenk Tosun from Besiktas, with the club's president wanting over £20 million, a fee that would make the 26-year-old Newcastle's record signing. And reports in Turkey also claim that another star of the Super League is on the radar of the Tyneside Giants, with Badu and Dai, who was linked heavily with Newcastle over the summer, again on their radar. It's understood that Ndiaye is valued at around £18 million by his new club, meaning Galatasaray will earn a big profit if the dynamic midfielder leaves as early as January.